From Iran to Italy, from Corsica to Burundi, music is being made and sold in record numbers. A new CD, Mondo Platinum, is a collection of artists who have at least one platinum-selling record in their home country. Mondo Platinum is the latest in a series of recordings put together by Miles Copeland to showcase music that Americans might not otherwise hear. He managed and produced many of the new wave bands in the late 1970s. Copeland says the glue that holds this pop music world together is radio.
Radio carries a long way. You can live in Tunis or Cairo or Lebanon, you know, and any of these countries, and you can tune in your radio and you can hear music coming from other countries. If you're in Spain, you can listen to Arabic stations. If you're in Morocco, you can listen to Spanish stations. And actually, it's interesting because here in the United States, we're beginning to see that. You know, you flip through your TV and you come across a Persian station. All of a sudden, there's a Japanese station. And you begin, every now and then, there's something interesting and you find yourself listening a little bit as to what is that, you know.
How then is pop music defined? An American listening to the artists that you have on this CD, pop seems to be a lot more aggressive in this country. Some of the things I'm listening to, like notice the Greek artist, his last name is Savakianikis. Can you pronounce it for me?
Savakianikis, yeah.
Savakianikis.
I just call him Noti.
Noti. You know. But
yeah, that's what they call him over there.
He's a seven times, you know, platinum singer, and it's got a good beat, and you can dance to it.
He and George Dalaris, who are both on this record, are the two top male singers in Greece. George would be, you know, like a Sting or something. He's a little bit older, has been around a lot longer. Noti is younger. But they are, you know, megastars in their home territories. But, you know, Greece also has rap artists. They have, you know, hardcore stuff as well. But rap, because it's very language-oriented, doesn't translate very well. And what I've tried to do in the United States is take music that's in a foreign language that the language isn't really a detriment.
That's very clear in Zucchero, Il Volo in Italy. Yeah. I mean, it's he's singing a love ballad.
Well, Zucchero has the record as the biggest selling album in the history of Italy. His voice just has something special about it, and I don't think you have to be understanding the Italian words to get the kind of message.
Kaja Nin from Burundi, what language is she singing? It's a song
Swahili.
Called Mama. It's Swahili.
Yeah.
What is she singing about?
She has had a very interesting history because she, you know, Burundi has gone through horrible problems, you know, killing and racial tensions between the various tribes, and it's been a horror story. She left the country, was forced to leave the country, took up residence in France, made a record there, which went platinum, and became a pretty big star there. And now she works for UNESCO. She's one of the UNESCO Children's Fund because she's fighting to help the children of Africa. All her songs are really songs about the struggle of what's going on in her country and the hope that, that one can rise above these things. The idea of the Mondo label, really, Mondo Melodia, was that there's such great music around the world that we don't give a chance to because we just immediately write it off because it's in a foreign language. Well, you know, a lot of our own music, you know, in the old days of rock and roll, they used to joke, you know, stick a rag in your mouth so nobody would understand what it was about. You know, I mean, bebop, alula, you know, what does that mean? You know, it was the attitude that was important.
So is there a pop form then in the song? In other words, is there like that intro verse and then the chorus, and that's the one everyone sings along with on the radio? And
well, the Arabic songs tend to be a bit longer and a bit more repetitive because it's a bit more rhythmic focused. You know, like the Hakim band, when Hakim toured here, you know, he had 18 people. They had three different tambourine players. Also, some musical forms, you know, they're in 6/8 or, you know, some other time signature. Like Persian music is often 3/4 as opposed to 4/4. Latin music is also similar in that, is that you have these different rhythmic sequences, you know.
The cut Andy with Soraya from Iran in the U.S., interesting combination, an Iranian living in America with a Soraya from Colombia. Would the folks in Iran actually be able to hear Andy's music?
Well, Andy is a superstar in Iran via bootleg and a subterfuge, these sort of subterranean methods of distribution.
Are there MP3s? Are the songs of these artists being just downloaded?
Well, in Egypt, for instance, the business is primarily cassette. Like Hakim just put his album out, a new album out, and they sold 1 million cassettes in 2 weeks. And they're like $3. And they go out, and it takes about 3 or 4 weeks for the pirates to enter the game. So the record companies structure their business. They pay the artist a check. That's the last they see of the artist. They put the record out. They sell it at $3. And 3 or 4 weeks later, the pirates are in there, and that's the business gone. So then they wait for the next record, which comes 6 months later. So the artists tend to make records every 6 months. The other interesting thing is because since the artists just get one flat check, they don't get royalties, they don't care about promoting records. They'll make their money going and playing weddings or concerts or whatever else.
So who buys the records, do you think? Do you know the demographics of the people who buy?
Well, the other interesting thing about the Arab world is that the division in these countries between, oh, this is youth music and this is the adult music and this is older music is not the same. The families are much more cohesive. In America, everything's sort of regimented. You know, you'll go after the 18-year-old kid and then in one radio station. And if the parents like the music, the kid won't like the music, you know. That isn't really the case in a lot of these countries. It's a family experience, the appreciation of music.
Miles Copeland, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Miles Copeland produced the CD called Mondo Platinum.